Shalom Aleichem, everyone, as we prepare for Parshas Nitzav Vayelech, preparing for Rosh Hashanah, which is on our minds, especially this year, with the numerous challenges faced by Klal Yisrael, in Eretz Yisrael primarily and immediately, but really all over the world. The world stumbling once again over this small nation, Klal Yisrael, a small people. How can anybody deny that Bishvileinu Nivra Ha'olam? Who ever heard of a world of so many people all tumbling and worrying about this one small nation of Klal Yisrael? All we ask is they leave us alone. That's all. Just leave us alone, like so many other small tribes all over the place. Anyway, we prepare for Rosh Hashanah, thinking about what's going on in the world, and Bezras Hashem, we hope and daven for a much better and meaningful Tavshin Pei Hei. Let me begin with really an important aside, important idea that is related to the davening on Rosh Hashanah. As you know, the Musaf of Rosh Hashanah, as described in Rosh Hashanah Daf Lamed Beis, has three middle brachas, Malchiyos, Zechroinos, and Shofros. And in each of these three sections, there are 10 psukim in the following order. 3 psukim from Torah, 3 psukim from Ksuvim, 3 psukim from Nevi'im, and then the final 10th pasuk, Nesayim Bishal Torah, a 10th pasuk. So we have 10 psukim first on the topic of Malchiyos, and then on the topic of Zechroinos, then on the topic of Shofros, in each bracha, and the psukim are, as I mentioned, in that order in each of the three. Taisvis on Daf Lamed Beis asks, normally the order is Torah, Nevi'im, Ksuvim, Tinach. Torah, Nevi'im, Ksuvim, that's the normal order. For example, we find the Gemara says in a few places, Kosuv ba'Torah, Shani ba'Nevi'im, Mishulash b'Ksuvim. There's some concepts that are written in the Torah, mentioned the second time in the Nevi'im, a third time in Ksuvim. We put Ksuvim as third. Taisvis asks, why in the davening of Rosh Hashanah we say Torah, Ksuvim, Nevi'im? Why do we do it in the reversed order? Ksuvim before Nevi'im. And Taisvis says something which obviously has a lot of depth to it, but it's hard to understand at face value. Taisvis says, Mishum Dekroi, Detilim, Mishlein, Eov, Kadmul, Nevi'im. Taisvis refers to Psukim of Tehillim, Mishlein, Eov, Kadmul, Nevi'im, whatever that means exactly. But it's mysterious. Why the psukim are primarily from Tehillim? Why mention Mishlei and Eiy? The whole Taisus needs something of an explanation. So you have to understand that these three svarim, Eiy, Mishlei, and Tehillim, are known as the Sifrei Emes. Taisus in Bava Basra, in the first parak, I believe around Yud Gimel Yud Aleph, Taisus refers to them as Sifrei Emes, the three svarim of truth. Now everything is Sifrei, everything is true. The whole Torah is true. But these three svarim specifically are called Sifrei Emes. They happen to have their own trup. They have their own Seder HaTrup. You'll notice in these three svarim, for example, Shalshelus is much more common than in Torah or in the Nevi'im or even the other Ksuvim. And I believe I spoke about it in the previous year when I spoke about Shalshelus. But the point here is that what Taisus is saying, that Tehillim, Mishlei, and Eiy, these three Sifrei Emes, get Kedima to Nevi'im. Although we're not really mentioning the Psukim of Mishlei and Eiy, that's not what it's about. It's primarily Psukim from Tehillim. But nevertheless, Taisus, referring to Tehillim, mentions the three together, because he means Tehillim as one of the Sifrei Emes. Now, what does it exactly mean, Sifrei Emes? What does it mean? What does it mean in this context? And even more importantly, because it's Sifrei Emes, they come before Nevi'im, why is it Dafka on Rosh Hashanah that we find this coming to the Lamaisa? There's nowhere else where Ksuvim is mentioned before Nevi'im because the Sifrei Emes are so important. It appears here, which means that whatever the significance of Sifrei Emes is, they come into the world of Olam HaMaisa on Rosh Hashanah. Why is that so? So let me explain by sharing with you the Hagdama of the Radak's introduction the Sefer Tehillim. I should say sharing a piece of it with you. And the Radak in the introduction talks about the fact that Tehillim was written up in Ruach HaKadosh, not up in Nevuah. Nevi'im were written up in Nevuah. Ksuvim were written up in Ruach HaKadosh. What does Ruach HaKadosh mean? So the Radak says that there's a difference. Nevi'im, Nevuah, comes the bitul harigation. Nevuah comes, as it says in the Pesukim in Navi, when the person saying the Nevuah is asleep, or if he's awake, as Shaul does when Nevuah fell upon him, he suddenly falls to the ground. Bitul harigation, he feels nothing about Olam Hazeh, and he has a message from heaven. Nevuah is a message from heaven. The words of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What about Ruach HaKadosh? Ruach HaKadosh is without bitul harigation. Ruach HaKadosh is something that a person of Kedusha says, but he says a message that comes from Shemayim. Now, if it comes to Shemayim, why did this come with bitul harigation and this not? So the Radak says in part, he says, Medaber Masha Medaber. Someone Ruach HaKadosh says what he says, Kederech B'nei Adam. He talks like regular people. Ella Shema'ay Reres Oisai Ruach El Yaini. Except that what's coming out of his mouth comes from his Iris, from an awakening, that comes from a spiritual spirit, from a spirit from heaven. He calls them Divrei Seichel Umusarim, the Radak calls them, words of understanding and Musa. Meaning to say that the Sifrei Emes, that which is said in Ruach HaKadosh, in Tehillim in particular, are words that are not just words from heaven. Like Halacha Mishum Sinai, God told us this. We try to understand it. Whether you understand it or not, these are the words of Hashem. The words of Ruach HaKadosh that are in the Sifrei Emes are words that a person can understand and should try to understand. Divrei Seichel Umusarim, the words which have logic and meaning to a person. So that Tehillim is different. The Sifrei Emes are different. Sifrei Emes are words that are misames eitzel ha'adam. The Sifrei Emes. Emes means misames, the person can see the truth of it. Now when HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells us something, Halacha Mishum Sinai, we believe the truth of it, but of course we don't understand how much of Sinai is very often above our understanding. What's unique about Sifrei Emes is that things that we can easily come to an understanding of course you have to put the work into it. It's something akin to something a Rebbe once told me, that when the Rosh says, La'aniyas daiti nira, when the Rosh says, it seems to me the following, that's more important, or more chashuv, than when the Rosh says, I have proof to this from a Gemara. When the Rosh has proof from a Gemara, there may be others who disprove that raya. When the Rosh says, Nira li, it seems to me, that comes from his Ruach HaKadosh. That comes from his panoramic view of Kol HaTorah Kula. And that's worth more. On a simple level, the message of Sifrei Emes is something that we could understand, that we can incorporate into our understanding. On Yom HaNeirayim, Dafka, on Rosh Hashanah Dafka, our job is to enter into the service of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We have to be subjects of the Melech Malchei HaMelachim. We have to see ourselves as those who follow the message of Melech Malchei HaMelachim. Here, Dafka, the Sifrei Emes, precede the words of Nevuah. Of course, the words of Nevuah are, without question, something we accept. But on Rosh Hashanah, the job is to incorporate into our being, into our thinking, into our actions, all of the messages of the Sifrei Emes. Malchias should be incorporated, Zechrinus and Shevet, the whole message of these parts of davening have to become part of us. So we're zeichet to understand a meaning of Sifrei Emes, of the idea that three of the books of Ksuvim, not all of Ksuvim, Ksuvim is 11 books, five are, of course, the five Megillas, and there are six more, three are the Sifrei Emes. The remaining ones are Daniel, Ezra Nehemiah, which counts as one, and Divrei Hayamim, which is one. Those are the other three. But the three that we're referring to today are the Mishlei and Tehillim, which are the Sifrei Emes. And in that sense, we understand what Sifrei Emes means, and also our job, that it should be nisames, that it should become true to us, that which we say in the Malchiyos, Shefreis and Zechreinis. Let's move on to a second thought for this time of the year. Nali Shor, in the second volume, has a section where he talks really about the Avodah of Rosh Hashanah. And it's fascinating. There are two pieces, one after the other. In Chelek Beis of Ali Shor, on page Tuf Yud Gimel, there is a avad or a mimer on the topic of Chiyuv Liyos Yechidi, the importance of being an individual in this Avodah Hashem, the importance of not doing things stam. He calls it stam. Some people, you ask them, why do they wear tzitzis? Because my mother bought me tzitzis. Why do you wear tefillin? My father bought me tefillin. Why do you learn? My Rebbe told me to learn. It's called stam. He does things stam. He does things without thinking. The Avodah Rosh Hashanah is to have an individualized dedication to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Oivrim lefanav kivnei marayim. We know we stand in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu as individuals. So in this piece, the Ali Shor tells us we have to focus on our individual dedication, our individual motivation in serving Hashem. The very next piece in Ali Shor, which begins on page Tuf Yud Zayin, talks about the individual's need to be an Isha Klal. The Chiyuve Hadin, one of the obligations of the day of Rosh Hashanah, Liyos Ish Klal, is to be somebody who sees himself as part of the Tzibur. And he says, look, it says on the Yom HaDin, Kulam Niskarim Biskira Achas. Hashem looks at everyone with one look. Interesting. He said, you have to be a Yachid, or even Lefan of Kibnei Marin. Because Baruch Hu looks at you as an individual. He says, yes, but also Hashem looks at you as a member of a Tzibur. Kulam Niskarim Biskira Achas. So it's interesting. There are two types of the Avodah Rosh Hashanah. One is to be an individual, and one is to be a member of the Tzibur. One is im ein ani li mi li. I have to worry about my own spirituality, and no one's going to do it for me. Im ein ani li mi li. That's the first aspect. Chiyuv liyos yechidi. And the second thing is kishani laatzmi maani. If it's just me, what am I? I have to be part of the tzibur. That's the second aspect of kula niskara miskira achas. So it's very important to understand that we have a dual job as it comes Rosh Hashanah, and of course then Yom Kippur. Of course, we have our individual needs, which we always think about. But the primary avodah is to be isha tziburi, to do things in a tzibur way, to do things in a way that sees the individual as a part of a klal. Very powerful words of Rabbeinu Yaina. Imeina nili mili, says Rabbeinu Yaina, ima adam lo ya'arar nafshay. If a person doesn't waken himself up, ma ya'ilu amusr, what is that musr? What does it help a wonderful Torah on a Thursday afternoon? If you don't take it and incorporate it into the you, into the individual, it's just an inspiring speech, and then you go on with life afterwards. And so we have this dual obligation to see ourselves as Yechidi and as Isha Kloli, and they're not a contradiction. They're not a contradiction. A Yid has to wear many hats in his Avodas Hashem. And so with these two thoughts, we prepare for the Yom HaDin, we prepare for Rosh Hashanah, the Yimei HaDin, and for the upcoming days of Slichus. I do want to repeat that I mentioned in previous years that the Slichus that are said in shuls before Chatzai Salayla, before midnight, are incorrect, they're inappropriate, even in Shasat Chak. Ramesha writes in the Tshuva that Slichus should be said in after midnight. If you want to say it in the morning, say it in the morning, but not in the first half of the night. I mentioned in previous years the Kaf HaChaim, who says better not to say the Shlosh Asrei Midos at all than to say it as the in the first half of the night. So something that's very important to know. As we were growing up, nobody did this. It's true. Stalin seems to have had this minig for a long time, but there was nobody else in Klal Yisrael that said to him at such an hour, and it's really not what a person should be doing. Again, I refer to Kav HaChaim, says better not to say Tehillim at all, rather Slichus at all, than to say it in the second half of the night. And with that, I daven that all our tefillah should be answered. We should prepare for the Yom HaDin. The main job is not to get stuff, to get our tefillahs answered. The main job is to have an aliyah on these days. Wishing everybody Yemei Aliyah, wonderful days of Yom Meron that are coming up.